Show.
The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
Ah, we got a doozy today. Where do you meet this guy? Allstate believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. And Allstate thinks you can help us tell as well. Good Starts Young, the initiative, means we are recognizing kids that go above and beyond for their community and for themselves and for their family. Nominate a youth for the Allstate Kid of the Week, a kid you think ought to be featured on Tuesdays here on the program. Amazon gift cards, Lou Malnati's Pizza among the prizes. Go to WGNradio.com/contest and submit an entry for any kid between 9 and 18 that you think ought to be the Kid of the Week. And then tune in every Tuesday to hear the Allstate Kid of the Week. And this morning, we are honored to have him live in studio. The him I refer to is Avery McDowell. And good morning, Avery. How are you?
I'm fine.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You too.
How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Do you have a job?
No.
Still sponging off your parents? Pretty much.
I don't even know what that means.
So what grade even?
Fourth
grade. I understand you met the mayor recently.
Yes.
What was that about?
Well, I have read over 100 books and over 3,000 minutes.
100 books in 3,000 minutes?
Yeah. Well, over. Well, both of them.
Right. And so the mayor wanted to meet you.
Yeah.
Does he want you to read some of his stuff so he has more time to himself? Or?
I don't think so.
What did you guys do? Did you hang out for a while? Did you shake hands? What did you do?
Well, he shaked my hand, then he hugged me twice.
Oh, that's nice. He's a nice guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Got to root for the mayor to do well in the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You think you might want to get into politics when you grow up?
Maybe.
I don't know. What else do you want to do?
Be an Olympic swimmer and a rocket engineer.
What are you better at now, engineering rockets or swimming?
Swimming.
Why rocket engineer? Where'd that come from?
Well, I watched the Apollo 13, and that's how I got my taste for rockets.
Got fired up.
Yeah.
Do you know who Elon Musk is?
No.
Elon Musk is a guy who's owns a company called SpaceX, and SpaceX is building rockets to send people into outer space. Dave's a good friend of Elon Musk. He can call him, get you a job.
Would you like that, Avery?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you biggest and better find him.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and finish school first, probably, right?
Yeah. Sure.
We also want to say hi to, we like to feature Allstate agents on the program, the backbone, obviously, of the company. And also in studios, Rick Senfratello. Where is your agency?
I'm at 5415 North Lincoln Avenue.
How many books? You think you read 100 books throughout your childhood? I don't think I did.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. And he's done it by age 9.
That's extremely impressive.
Yeah. In 3,000 minutes, he's still got a lot of free time. Mm-hmm. So how's business?
Good. Real good.
And where are you guys again?
5415 North Lincoln Avenue.
Okay, so the business is neighborhood business?
It's a neighborhood business. It's the North Lincoln Square, Bowmanville neighborhood.
Yeah, my son lives up there. How'd you get in the business?
I transitioned from Deloitte & Touche. It was a great small business opportunity. I grew up in small businesses. My parents owned restaurants in the city growing up, so...
What would you say to people listening who maybe want to be an agent?
If you want to get involved with a small business with a quality company that sells services and
takes care of your neighborhoods, takes care of your community.
Neighborhood takes care of families, takes care of your assets, helps you plan for retirement and help you save money for your kids' college.
Sure, and if you go to allstate.com, there's links there and easy ways to find out more about being an agent. All right, now, Avery, back to you. You love books. Do you have a favorite of all time?
I like I like Dav Pilkey, like the Captain Underpants and Dog Man series.
You know, there's a Captain Underpants movie coming out.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that.
So. Yeah, I did all of his stunt work.
Seriously?
No, that's not true. That's a ridiculous thing for me to say. So how many Captain Underpants books are there?
Like, I have like the whole series of them.
Oh, is that right? So you're psyched about the movie?
Yes.
All right. What else do you read other than Captain Underpants? Not that that shouldn't be on your list.
Well, I do read Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Bone.
I don't know that one. What's that one?
Well, it's like Bone is a graphic novel, and it's about this white humanish creature.
Okay.
Nobody knows what he is, but he has human features.
Okay. And is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Good guy.
Okay.
But they're gigantic rat creatures.
Yeah. Well, Dave's friends are those guys.
No, Well, I'm not.
Whenever he meets with Elon Musk, well, those guys are there.
Well, so if you read 200 books in one summer, are you like a speed reader? Do you just really whip through them, or do you take your time and really savor each book?
Savor each book.
You do. Yeah, by the way, I thought you said 100. 200 books?
Like over 100 books.
I'm saying 300 or 400.
Well, our notes say 200. Is it close to 200?
I don't exactly know, but it's maybe close to 200.
Dude, when was the last time you were outside?
He's always in the
He's
pool.
In the pool.
What, are you reading the pool? Is it all backstroke or something? You just hold the
No.
So you read, you swim, and when do you sleep?
It's really hard to sleep because the practice is when I get out of practice, I get out like at 9 o'clock, and usually my bedtime is at 9:30.
Yeah, so you got to get after it. And you're homeschooled. Is your mom teaching you?
Yeah.
And is your mom cracking a whip, making sure you're getting it done?
Kind of.
Yeah. Are your grades pretty good in school?
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean, yeah? Come on. What are they? Getting A's and B's?
Yeah. Right. Yes. I am getting a lot of A's and B's.
You're going to have to go to a lot of college if you're going to be a rocket engineer. You know that. Like Rocket Engineer University. You got to go to that.
Is that even a thing?
Yeah, they have a good football team. all right, dude. Hold on. More from Avery coming up. More from Rick coming up. And more information on One Summer Chicago 2017. Stand by as we continue with the Allstate Kid of the Week. And live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
This is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
One Summer Chicago 2017 continues as well. Check that out at WGNradio.com. More details throughout the morning. Rick Sanfratello is here. Rick is an Allstate agent. Lincoln Square and that general area. What was this backpack program you guys did? A bunch of agents got together?
Yeah, last Wednesday on May 17th, more than 100 Allstate agency owners from across the country sorted and stuffed around 2,400 backpacks with books and loaded them in a Chicago Public Library trucks.
Cool.
They were delivered to over 80 Chicago Public Libraries throughout the city.
Sure. Giving back's part of it, right? If you're going to own the business, giving back to your community. Well, that's great. My new best friend, Avery McDonald's here as well. Avery is 9 years old. When's your birthday?
August 29th.
What do you want for your birthday? Because I feel like I should get you something since we're best friends now.
I don't exactly know what my wish list is.
Dude, yet. I've already lined you up with a job with SpaceX through my friend Dave here.
What?
Maybe a book, Steve?
Yeah, a book. Find a book you don't have, right? Texter from the 847 says, great goal to be a rocket scientist at SpaceX. My son is a rocket scientist with SpaceX. Good luck, Avery.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So you're 9. Are you married?
No.
Or not?
That's
no?
Weird.
No? Too weird, you said?
I don't know when I'm going to get married. I don't think I'm going to get married now.
Yeah, no, give it some time. You got a girlfriend, though?
No!
I got to tell you, with your look, dude, it wouldn't be a problem at all. Do we have a picture up yet of Avery? Yeah, because he's wearing, what's that hat? That's a Ben Hogan. What's that hat called, though? He's got a very cool Ben Hogan lid on.
Yeah.
And the
a
bow
great
ties.
Bow tie.
The bow ties are personally made?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you know who makes them?
Peter.
Peter makes these bow ties for you. Dude, you have your own designer and you're 9. It's unbelievable.
He is like a dapper dude. I mean,
Steve, he's a good looking kid,
isn't he? Comparison, you know, get him in the front of the camera.
Yeah, absolutely. He came in. I tried to explain to him it was shorts day because I got the golf shorts on.
Right,
no.
Right.
Avery, what's your goal to read for the rest of the summer? You going to keep reading?
Yes.
What are you working on now? Which book?
We're working on Harry Potter, Don Quixote. And what else are we working on? Oh, Diary of Anne Frank.
Really?
Yes.
That is. I'm laughing because it's crazy how good a reader you are and how much you get done. So the Diary of Anne Frank, the entire Harry Potter series, and the Don Quixote story.
Yes.
And Captain Underpants.
Don't
forget that.
So, yeah, once it gets a little too sad, you can always go over to another Captain Underpants book and lighten the mood for a little bit, right? You are something else, my friend. Your friends read a lot, too?
My friends read, but I don't think they read as much as me.
Well, nobody reads as much as you. but you want to say hi to anybody, your friends or anybody else?
Hi, Jay. Hi, Marissa. Okay. Hi, Ryan. Hi, yeah. Reed.
Okay.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Who
That's
else?
Good.
Grandparents? You want to mention grandparents? Grandparents.
The gay. Oh, hi, Alice.
Okay. I'm going to assume he covered it. Okay. It's great to meet you, and I'm very proud of you, and I'm proud to have you on the show. We've got a couple of prizes here for you as well. From our friends at Allstate and 720 WGN. You like pizza?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know when you could eat it. Maybe while you're swimming.
No.
Lou Malnati's pizza and an Amazon gift card as well.
Wow.
So that's just as a recognition of doing all the great stuff you're doing. Now, I know you're only 9, but you're way ahead in so many different ways. So you keep pushing. You keep inspiring other kids to be great, too. And I can't imagine all the cool things you're going to do in your life, because I know you got a great teacher.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you, pal.
You too.
You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
This kid is going to so steal my job, isn't he? Yeah,
maybe tomorrow.
And Rick, remind people how they can get a hold of you if they're looking for help with Allstate and Lincoln Square area.
They can give us a call at 312-765-7080. That's the Sanford Tell Insurance Agency. I'm an exclusive Allstate agent.
Hey, you know what might be funny of you before you go is Rick might be able to give you all the study guides he had to become an agent. You could read those.
What?
Good times. Good times when you're 9.
Was 3 years ago.
That's all you need.
But I don't know how to do this.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you could figure it out. Good to see you guys. And thanks for bringing your... Jay-Z's got a smaller posse than every... It's unbelievable. It's 6:55. We're back with more in a moment on 720 WGN.